I think we can all agree that if placed in a leadership position, we'd rather be effective than ineffective. We'd rather people like us than hate us. In short, we'd rather be a great leader than a bad boss. The problem is, too many managers still think they can gain their respect through fear. And too many managers get so caught up in the work that they neglect to tend to their people. Too many managers have had no training at all and are left to follow the bad examples that came before them, or they just react without thinking about the ramifications of their actions. This is where it all falls apart. This is how so many managers wind up becoming bad bosses instead of great leaders. I don't think it's controversial to suggest that a work environment based in fear and where we're treated as a number is not one we'd like to be in. In fact, with few exceptions, I think we'd prefer to be somewhere where we feel cared about, where we trust our managers and our team members, and where we have the opportunities to do meaningful work. That's why if we want to create work environments that are kinder, safer, and more equitable, we need to follow an entirely new path. We need to make sure that every new manager has the training and the mindset required to create thriving work cultures and replace the old fear-based model. We can do this, but it won't happen overnight. It might take a generation and it might take two, but we can do it. So here's how. In a little less than 2 months, I'm going to be releasing my book, The Lovable Leader. This book is the culmination of everything that I have observed, studied, tried, failed, and succeeded at in my career thus far. The lessons are drawn from personal experience, but even more importantly, from the vast bodies of accumulated knowledge on leadership, along with psychology, influence, trust, motivation, branding, and much more. It is a handbook for new managers that puts trust, respect, and kindness at the forefront. It is an easy-to-follow instruction manual for those who want to build loyal teams, resolve conflicts effectively, and accomplish great things as a team. Not only will this book show you how to be more effective and more well-liked, but it will also show you how to be a great leader with all of the tools to create work environments that are kinder, safer, and more equitable. The book comes out January 2022. If you want to join the waitlist to be notified when the book is available for pre-order, click the link in the show notes. If you're a fan of my work and particularly on my writing on leadership, consider joining my launch team to help the book climb the Amazon charts and get in front of more people. Thank you in advance. Lovingly, Jeff Gibbard. P.S. This is my first book, and I've poured my entire heart and soul into it, so I hope you will help me get it in front of more people. Thank you for listening. This has been Becoming Superhuman, the podcast, which is an audio version of my newsletter that comes out every Monday and Thursday with insights and explorations into how we can collectively unlock our potential, do work that matters, and change the world. If you like what I'm doing and you want to support my work as an independent creator, please consider signing up for my paid newsletter, where you will get access to my private Discord server, a whole host of resources on Notion, including valuable templates, reading lists, suggested tools and apps, along with a whole lot more. And finally, paid subscribers get access to both open office hours, where they can talk through challenges in branding, leadership, culture change, marketing and sales, as well as productivity, as well as members-only quarterly webinars. If you are interested in supporting my work as an independent creator, please go to jeffgibbard.com/plus. I hope to see you on the next episode of Becoming Superhuman. Thanks again for listening. This podcast is part of the Shareable Podcast Network. Learn more at shareable.fm.